It's always great to sit down with the radio voices of both Army and Navy. And speaking of Army, Rich DeMarco joins us once again. Good to see you, buddy.
Great seeing you.
Some on the Intrepid last year. And Pete Medhurst.
Rick, good to be with you. How are you?
I just talked to you 2 days ago.
Yes, sir.
Actually, when I was still back in San Francisco. Rich, let's start with you because I just sat down with the AD Mike Buddy of Army. And a very interesting guy as a, you know, a pitcher in the big leagues and being a an AD down at, you know, with Furman, his experience at Wake. And he said when Army approached him, he said, I don't think I'm your guy. I don't know generals and majors. And they said, we don't care. We want you to hire good coaches. And he's been doing an outstanding job.
Oh, great job. I mean, you look at the, even the fall and the Patriot League regular season champions and both men's and women's soccer, and just, you know, continuing what we're doing with football the past few years. Of course, winning the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy a couple of years ago, winning a bowl game over an SEC team last year. It's been a it's been quite a run, and, you know, Mike Buddy takes over the job, right, and there's COVID in a year and a half. It's just it was just really a perfect storm of a lot of things, but Mike Buddy, what a great leader. What an impressive leader and someone who is just awesome to work. I've worked under a lot of ADs, and he's as good as they come.
And Pete, I know I brought this up a couple days ago, but for those who weren't listening, when you guys sat down with me, the Intrepid, and Army was a clear favorite in the game, and in all your seriousness, you said, looking at this objectively, not being a homer, I think we're going to win the game. And I didn't really believe you, but man, did you call it.
Well, I mean, as Rich and I talk about all the time, this particular game, it doesn't matter. I mean, history dictates it. There's been times where you've had Army teams well over 500, Navy not, Navy wins. Same thing. Navy's had teams well over 500, Army not, Army wins. And this game, unlike any other, these two teams have players that are the same size, many of them similar speed. And when you have that, it simply comes down to preparation and a will to do something that other players aren't, and I think you see that. Rich and I have seen individual athletes in this game who have taken the game over, either offensively or defensively, and have made such a huge difference for their teams. And look, let's face it, all the analytics back it up. I mean, low scoring, low possession games, and if you don't have the ball, you can't score usually. So the only time this game gets out of hand is if there have been turnovers, turnovers in poor field position, or a guy has an out-of-body experience like Malcolm Perry did in 2019 running for 300 yards. Otherwise, we're going into the shoebox, and it's going to be the last man standing trying to get out in a close football game.
You know, it's interesting, Rich, because I asked Mike Buddy to give me a final score, and he's like, oh, no one asked me that. He says, I think if we can get to 17 points, we'll win. Normally, a college football game, you think, I think if we get to 47, we'll win. But that's just the nature of these offenses.
And that's spot on. I mean, I've been saying Army by a field goal. Someone held me to it a couple of interviews ago that we did, and I said 17-14. I just think that, it comes down to, look, there's going to be an over-under of number of possessions, right? We're probably looking in single-digit number of possessions for each team. So right off the bat, right, there's only X amount of times you can even score. And, you know, it's like when the academies play games throughout the year, right, the opponent knows what they're going to do, right? And it's just, hey, you got to – now both sides know what they're going to do, right? So I just – especially in Army's Commander-in-Chief's games lately, I mean, just points are at a complete premium. And I have no reason to think tomorrow's going to be any different. I think it's first to 17, first to 20. I think that's going
to
win the game.
20, if you can get to 20 points, man, you're warm up the van, you know?
And I just think it's just all the little things, right? It's the accidental fake punt last year, right? You know, so the long snapper, he's the unintended hero of the game in theory, right? So there's so much you could talk about.
You know, it's interesting too. I didn't even think about this, but these are two schools. They don't have to worry about NIL. They have a lot of other things to worry about, and that is, I think it's hard enough just to be a midshipman or a cadet without the football, and we've seen that. And as I was talking to you on the field after the game last year, I was down there and saw Diego Fago with his mom, and they're crying and they're embracing what this means in the two seasons, all the other teams you play, and then this.
There are thousands of young men and women that apply to both places. Roughly 1,000 get in each year. Those seniors look around on graduation day and they see even less than 1,000. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of men and women that don't make it with them to that finish line. Those that do, though, are better for having the experience. And many of them, you know, that emotion is real because they realize they're going to be joining a very small but amazing group of alumni that will do everything they can to help them upon graduation, whether it's a military career, whether it's a career in the civilian life after you serve your minimum of 5 years. But they know that they have joined a very elite fraternity, especially the ones that play Division I athletics at each place on top of it. You got to be a real athlete because Army and Navy go play real people. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't sit around playing a Division III schedule or anything. We go play real people in all of our sports. So those that do it, being a Division I athlete on top of it, I think you've done an even more extraordinary job to get to the finish line at both places.
Let me throw this at you just for fun, Rich. When I had Captain Aloda on earlier, he said, you know, Navy plays a real schedule, not like Army. What would your response be to that?
I would say, you know what? You look at the scores over the last several years. It's not like one school is benefiting and building a much, much stronger program than the other. So you could say what you want about the schedules. If it were to play out that the team playing the perceived tougher schedule was winning by 3 touchdowns every game, something like that. But the fact that these games are so even up, I don't think it matters who plays what schedule.
Right. And then for you, Pete, when you look at this game, I'll ask you again to put on your prognosticator's hat. Are you still liking the midshipmen in this one?
Sure. I mean, I think we've played our best football over the last month. If we had not played as good as we have, and we played 3 ranked opponents right in a row, played terrific football against all 3 of them. If we had not played that way, certainly I'd have more concern about our chance to win the game. But you know, while I think we can win, I know the attention to detail and everything that it will take for us to win the game. We'll have to be at a premium. We're playing with a quarterback that was not our starting quarterback at the start of the year, fullback who was not our starting fullback at the start of the year. So, you know, you've got to look at how far your team has come. The good thing is we are going in the right direction at the right time. Whether that translates to victory remains to be seen, how well those young men execute for 60 minutes on Saturday. But certainly, I love our chances just because of how we're playing going into the game.
And Rich, this is an interesting rivalry, maybe even weird, because like I'm in the Bay Area. Cal and Stanford despise each other 24/7, 365. And with you guys, they say we're only enemies 3 hours a year because you're both, of course, United States military. What's that like?
I never played for Army or played for Navy, so I'm not going to speak for a cadet athlete or a midshipman, but, you know, you want to win this game so badly tomorrow, right, because it's your biggest rival, but, you know, you root for the people. You know the people, and the people at Navy, good to me. People at Air Force, good to me. You know, I have no reason to root against anyone. You know, it's like, hey, I'd love both these teams to come into this game 11-0. I'd like Navy to be 11-1 after it. But, you know, there's no look, when both teams are good, that just helps the game, and helping the game helps the academy. Yeah. So it's like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a circular deal here. So the better Army and Navy both are, the bigger the game is, the bigger the game is, the better it is for the academy. So
Pete Medhurst and Rich DeMarco, the voices of Navy and Army, respectively. Have a great call, fellas. Thanks for coming by the show again.
Greg, thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
good to see you.
Yep.
All right. We still have about a minute left in this segment if you want to get in. I remember on the watching the special that they were following the Navy around on, I forget what network it was. By the way, Argentina has a goal. They're up 1-0 right now on the Dutch in the 35th minute. It was Molina with the goal, an assist from Lionel Messi. But Coach Niematalola at Navy had this great picture of when they played Notre Dame. And by the way, Navy lost 38-35 to Notre Dame. I'll tell you how close it was. But it was the team captains came out, and Notre Dame sent 3 guys out that were about 6'6", 300 pounds, and Navy sent out like guys who were like 5'10", 170. And he said, just look at this picture right now. He said, this is what we're playing. And that's why, you know, I asked Pete that tough question about playing the tough schedule. But it is true, Navy does play a much tougher schedule. We will take a break, and when we come back, we'll speak with Keenan Reynolds, former pro football player and Navy star as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. 1-800-878-PLAY. Got some open lines to start it off. 1-800-878-7529.